Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Thurza, I've reserved a special carriage on the train. Your whole bed will be lifted into it so that you can go up to London without ever having to move.
Even if you never do aught else for me, Doctor, I'll never forget how kind you've been and what a change you've made in life for me.
You just wait till I've finished. I haven't started yet. As soon as you get to London, I'm going to have you taken to a private nursing home, and then we'll get the best specialist in England to have a look at you.
Won't you be looking after me?
Of course I will, but I'll need help. There are plenty of things that I don't know.
I'd rather have you than anybody else, no matter how much they know.
You wait till Sir Humphrey sees you. You'll like him. He operated on the little Duke of Cumberland after he was thrown off his horse. They thought he'd never walk again, but a little while ago, I saw him playing football.
True? Be that true?
As true as you're going to get up off that bed of yours and walk across the room to me inside 6 months.
Aye, it do seem too wonderful to even think about. And me thinking I'd be lying here, stuck in this little room for the rest of me days.
Instead of which you're going up to London, and you're going to start life all over again. Oh, what's this? Not tears?
Oh, why should you do all this for me?
Will you do something for me?
Anything. Anything in all the world.
Well, get well and strong. Nothing you can ever do will mean so much to me as that. Will you promise?
I promise.
Come along, then. Put your arms around my neck. I'm going to carry you out of the carriage, outside, and then they'll come and get your bed and take it down to the station. You ready?
Aye, that I be.
Hold hard, then. Don't be afraid. I'll not let you fall.
I'd not be afeard of anything with you.
Well, matron, how's my patient today?
Much the same, Doctor. Sir Humphrey's just having a look at her now. Would you care to go along?
No, I'll see him after he's finished. Has she been out in the garden today?
Yes, she had about 3 hours in the sun.
Make any attempt to walk?
2 of the nurses supported her.
But no success by herself?
None at all.
Strange. Ah, here's Sir Humphrey. I'll see what he has to say.
Oh, there you are, Jekyll. I got here a little early. Hope you don't mind my going ahead and seeing Miss Cole.
Not at all. I'm glad I wasn't there in a way. I'm anxious to hear what you think.
Well, to be quite frank, I'm a little at a loss. There's no reason at all why she shouldn't have begun to use her legs ages ago. After all, there was no fracture, just a severe dislocation of the spine. And once we get that right...
Yes, I know.
Of course, there was a certain amount of atrophy of the muscles from this use. If only that fellow down in... where was it he lived?
Bodmin?
That's right, Bodmin. Well, if he'd had the sense to really find out what was the matter with her... she'd have been on her feet years ago.
So, what are we going to do?
Oh, just persevere. She's got an idea. She's going to fall. Now, if we could only get her walking without thinking about it...
You think she'd be all right?
Oh, of course she would. Physically, there's not a thing the matter.
All right. I think I've got an idea. Would you care to stay for a while and see?
See what?
If we can get her to walk without thinking of it.
Oh, how are you going to do that?
That's my secret. Is she back in her room?
Yes. They brought her inside to let me examine her.
Good. Well, let's go and see what we can do.
By the way, I was reading an article of yours in an old science magazine. Ever do any chemical research these days?
Now, Thurza, I want you to walk across this room.
Oh, I'll fall. I know I'll fall.
Oh, not you. I got Sir Humphrey to come along specially to tell you that there's not a thing the matter with you.
Then why can't I move my legs?
You only think you can't.
Am I as daft as all that?
You're not daft at all. You're just frightened.
What about?
That you're going to fall. Now you're going to stand up and I'm going to take away those crutches like this.
Oh, no.
Ah, now. You must trust me, Thurza. And when I tell you there's nothing the matter, I mean it. Don't you remember how you promised me you'd do anything in the world for me?
Aye, and I would, too.
Then you've got to let me take your crutches and try to stand on your feet by yourself. Now, will you do that much?
I'll try.
Good girl. Now we'll do it.
Now, are you ready? First one. And then the other. Steady. Steady now. Further.
Sam.
Steady now. What's all the fuss about, Thurser?
Oh, where did you come from? Oh, Sam, be it really you?
I don't know who else would be hugging you and kissing you like this.
Why, I walked.
Of course you did. Didn't Dr. Jekyll tell you to?
Dr. Jekyll? Why, he's gone.
Why, so he has. And the other one, too. Can you beat that now? Perhaps they guessed we'd like to be alone.
Oh, how did you get here? Where did you come from, Sam?
I got in yesterday by boat all the way from South Africa.
And why did no one tell me you were coming back?
Oh, that was part of his plan for curing you. He knew that there had to be someone to take your mind off yourself so that you'd walk without thinking about it.
Oh, Sam, it's like a miracle to have you back and to find that I can walk.
Oh, Thurser, steady now. Hang on to me. Perhaps you'd better not be too flash with standing up at first.
Oh.
Let me pick you up and carry you back to your chair.
Nay, let me walk. He said that there were nothing wrong with me. I want to prove that he were right. He said I'd walk through Maston Bridge back to me own home and that I'd not lie in the dark no more and see the face of Edward Hyde.
He were right, lass. He were right. Y'all walk through Marston Bridge to your own home, and I'll go with you till the day I die.
Henry.
Why, Margaret. You, of all people. Where did you come from?
I'm just up in London for a few days to do some shopping. I caught sight of you as you passed and well, I ran after you, Henry.
I'm awfully glad you did. Come and sit down in this little park and tell me all about yourself. Where have you been all this time?
I went abroad for a while, and then I came back and went down to stay with Sir Robert and Lady Fairley. That's where I am now.
You're not making your home there permanently.
What do you mean, Henry?
Do I have to say?
You mean John?
Yes, John.
I thought I'd steeled myself against hearing you say things like that. But they still hurt, I'm afraid.
Why? Because I want you to be happy.
That you can hope to hear me say I'm going to marry another man. Sometimes I wonder, did you ever love me at all?
Oh, Margaret.
I know. But if only you'd tell me why you won't marry me. If I had something positive to go on, it'd be easier. But you've given me nothing but hints and evasions.
Is it not enough, my dear, that I must renounce you forever? Must I also make you hate me before your consent to find happiness with someone else?
How can I do that? Could you?
You mean find happiness with someone else?
Yes. You and I grew together through the years, Henry. I never realized how close we were until I've been trying to forget you during the past 3 months.
You must forget. Don't you understand? You must.
I can't. That's what I came up to London for. Oh, I pretended I wanted to do some shopping. That wasn't so. I came to see you. I had to see you.
But you mustn't. You mustn't. You don't understand. You don't know what you're saying.
I know there'll never be anybody else for me. No matter what you've done or what you are.
Oh, Margaret. If you could only understand. You don't understand.
I know I don't. I'll never understand what it is that came over you. Why you suddenly changed when my father was...
Don't say it.
Henry.
Don't say it.
Don't look like that. You haven't still got that terrible thought But you were responsible for what happened.
I had allowed myself to forget. To forget for a little while. I'm glad that you reminded me.
Oh, Henry, what do you mean? What is this mad obsession that you've got? I was talking to Hugh Lanyon. He was telling me that you're trying to find all the people that Hyde has injured and to put things right for them.
Hugh had no right.
You had every right. He's your friend, and I'm the woman you love. Can't we know the secrets of your life?
No. Never. No one shall ever know that.
Henry, my darling, why do you shut me out? You look so haggard and so worn. Oh, and it's all so needless.
Why must you torture me? Haven't I told you that there can be nothing more between us?
But why? Why?
Because I no longer love you.
What? What did you say? Henry, it's not true. Not that. Oh, anything but that.
What else can it be? I've tried to spare you, but you forced me to it.
You mean there's someone else?
Yes. There's someone else.
Oh, no, no. I'm sorry. I should have understood before. It was stupid of me. I'll go now. No, no, don't bother to get up. I'll just walk down that path and out through the gate. It's best to do it that way. Goodbye. I hope that you'll be very happy.
And gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Why, Margaret, where are you off to?
Hugh, oh, don't stop me now. Let me go, please.
But there's something the matter. Why, you're crying, Margaret.
Just let me go. There's nothing you can do.
Are you quite sure? Let me find you a cab or something. I can't leave you like this. Won't you tell me what's happened?
Oh, I'm so ashamed of myself, crying in the street. Everybody's turning to look at me.
Oh, forget about that. You just tell me what's the matter. You've got me very worried.
There's nothing to worry about. It's just that I met Henry and it rather upset me. Oh, Hugh, I'm so glad it's you I met. You're so comforting.
Well, I'm jolly glad of that. Because you look as though you're in need of a little comfort. Why, look, here's the little tea shop. How would you like to go in there for a while? Looks nice and cozy. You can sit there and tell me all about it.
All right. Let's go then.
Good girl. Now, what'll you have? Tea and buns?
Oh. Tea and anything, just so long as I can sit here for a while and get control of myself.
Oh, you'll do that all right. Come along now. Tell me all about it.
What's silly of me. I suppose I should have known, but it's the one thing I never dreamed of.
What is?
That Henry should have fallen in love with someone else.
What?
That's it.
Who told you this?
He did. I've just left him. We've been sitting in those little gardens at the end of the street.
If anybody had told me but you, Margaret,
I'd say they were dreaming.
Then you don't know anything about it?
Absolutely nothing.
He's never said anything to you?
Well, I knew he had some strange sort of idea after his illness about not getting married.
Yes, I know that. We had a long talk about 3 months ago. He told me then that he felt he had no right to marry me or any other woman. He spoke as if there was some sort of blight on him, as though some terrible thing had happened that set him apart from all other men.
But I thought he'd got over that. He's been tons better lately. Had one or two remarkable successes in his work, and that seemed to do him no end of good.
Yes, he is looking better. But perhaps that isn't only due to his work.
What do you mean?
Well, if there's this other woman...
Oh, I can't believe it.
Then why would he say it?
Goodness only knows. I've been Henry's best friend for a long time now. I've given up asking why about him. Here's our tea. Good, sane, honest tea. We'll have a cup or two of that, and then you can tell me the rest of the story.
I think you know most of it, Hugh. Ever since we've been children, Henry and I seem to accept the fact that one day we'd be married. Oh, but perhaps I was wrong. I might have thought he cared for me, and all the while...
Oh, nonsense. I know how Henry felt about you. There's never been anyone else. I don't believe there ever can be.
Then who is this other woman he's talking about?
I don't know. But the first chance I get, I'll ask him.
No, no, please don't.
Yes, I will. I can't see you going around with so much unhappiness in your eyes and not do something about it.
I don't think you'll be able to do much about it, Hugh.
Confound the fellow. I'd like to wring his neck.
Dear old Hugh. Drink your tea while it's hot and tell me all about yourself and Nancy. When are you going to be married? At least let me enjoy the thought of your happiness.
Well, all being well, we plan to take the plunge in about a fortnight.
So soon? Of course. I'm forgetting that I've been away for ages. Where are you going for your honeymoon?
Nowhere, Reginald. Believe it or not, we're going walking through the lake country.
It should be marvelous up there now. But anywhere it should be marvelous. On a honeymoon.
Oh, sir. I'm sorry. What a clumsy ass I am. What do I want to go talking about that for?
You didn't. I asked you. I'm the one who's the fool, Hugh. Henry made things perfectly clear to me ages ago. I deliberately sought him out today and forced him to tell me what he did. It serves me right. I should have had more pride.
Oh, pride be hanged. I admire you for doing it. Must have taken a lot of courage. Not one woman in 1,000 would have done it.
That's nice of you. I feel I need a little of that sort of thing. My vanity's had rather a bad time, you know.
Vanity, nothing. If Henry's mad enough to prefer someone else to you, that's just his bad judgment.
I wonder who on earth she can be.
I don't know. But I'll find out just as soon as ever I can. Peters, any idea where Dr. Jekyll is?
Oh, he was here about 5 minutes ago. I think I heard him say something about checking through some lists of supplies that came in from the drugstores.
Oh, probably in the dispensary. I'll have a look. Have things been busy today?
Busy? Oh, that's not the word for it. 42 cases in the outpatient department alone.
It made me feel ashamed he wasn't here to lend a hand. But I met an old friend and stayed talking.
Oh, that must have been nice.
Wasn't a bit nice. She's a very rare and splendid person. She's just taken a particularly bad knock. Sometimes human souls need a little attention as much as human bodies, Peters, my dear.
I'm sorry.
I don't apologize. I know what you must have been thinking. You look terribly tired. Can't you finish up and go home?
There's a good hour's more work to be got through here, and then at least 6 people to be visited before I get home.
Henry and I flatter ourselves we do most of the hard work around this clinic. But if we didn't have you to carry on where we left off...
Now listen, none of your blarney, Dr. Lanyon. Save that for Nancy. Oh, by the way, she left a message for you. She couldn't wait till you got back, as she had to go and have some dresses fitted. She wants you to meet her at Marble Arch at 5:00.
Oh, I'll have to hurry then.
Oh, don't go without seeing Dr. Jekyll. I know he wants to discuss something with you.
Good old Peters. You forget nothing, do you?
Yes. And that's what I get for it. Good old Peters.
Why, Peters, dear, what's the matter?
What do you think's the matter? Just because I work here like a cart horse doesn't mean that I've got no further ambitions than a load of straw.
Ambitions? Of course, I know there's neither honor nor glory here.
That's not what I mean. I'm not talking about material things.
What is it, then?
Oh, I suppose I'm a stupid old maid, but somehow the sight of Nancy going off this afternoon to have her wedding dress tried on, looking so happy and so pretty, and me left here to dress leg ulcers and carbuncles.
Oh, Peters, darling.
Oh, don't take any notice of me. I'm sorry. I'll get over it. I'm tired, I suppose.
Of course you're tired. You'll have to have a holiday. I'll speak to Henry about it.
Don't you dare. Don't you ever dare mention what I've just said to you, or I'll walk out of this clinic and I'll never come back again.
Well, I'll be...
Hello there. I say, what have you been saying to Peters?
I met her running along the passage as though old Nick were after her.
It's what she's been saying to me, rather. But she doesn't want that discussed, so let's forget it.
All right. By the way, where have you been? We need you rather badly down here this afternoon.
I was talking to Margaret.
Margaret? Where did you meet her?
Not far from the place where she'd been talking to you. Henry, what's at the bottom of this breach between you two?
I've told you. I told you months ago.
You're a sick man, then. You made me believe there might have been some reason for your not getting married. But those weren't the reasons you gave Margaret this afternoon.
What do you mean? Did she?
She told me everything. Henry, old man, it isn't true, is it?
What are you talking about?
There isn't any other woman, is there?
How do you know?
Because I know how you feel about her. Don't think I haven't seen the look on your face when anybody mentions her name. There's no one else in the world for you but her. I told her so.
You what?
I told her so. I suppose you had some sort of reason for telling her different.
I had some sort of reason? Of course I had, you blundering idiot. How dare you interfere in my private affairs? If I told her one thing, what right had you to say anything different?
Henry, I'm awfully sorry.
I should think you would be. You think I did it lightly without knowing all the consequences? And now you come along and undo all that I've done.
She was so unhappy.
Well, what if she was? Isn't it better to know the truth and live in a fool's paradise?
Then it is the truth?
Yes. Yes, the truth.
Then I can only apologize all over again. I feel that...
No, I can't tell you how I feel. That's all right. You meant well. I know that. And of course, you weren't expected to know.
The longer I know you, Henry, old man, the less I seem to understand.
I know, but bear with me. Bear with me. You don't understand the position I'm in. If I were to lose your friendship...
Oh, you'll never do that. I know, Henry. Can I say just one thing more?
Go ahead.
Are you going to be happy this time? I mean, are you going to be married?
Why do you ask that?
I've got two reasons. One of them is that I think it would be very good for you. The other is Margaret.
Why, what do you mean?
I think, if you'll forgive me for saying so, if you were married to somebody else, she might possibly find happiness with John Fairley.
You think so?
I don't think she will as long as there's a hope for you.
Yes, I think you're right, Al. I'll ask the lady if she'll marry me. I'll do it right away.
Do I know her?
Very well. Very well indeed.
Excuse me, Doctor, but I find I can get away sooner than I expected.
Oh.
Do you mind if I go now?
Come in, Nurse Peters, and shut the door.
Yes?
I've got something to say to you. I told you that you knew her, Hugh. Well, here she is.
What?
Well, what are you talking about?
You, my dear. Dr. Lanyon has been chiding me with my bad behavior, Nurse Peters. I have the honor to ask you to be my wife.